from the Career Opportunities Archives.
Helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for August 11th, 2006. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Today's podcast, Consumerism and Your Career. There's been much talk about excessive consumption over the last few years and how it affects our lifestyle and our lives. One aspect that seems to be ignored, though, is how excessive consumerism can affect your career. Frequently, when talking with people, I find that they've made major concessions in other aspects of their lives only so they could obtain the supposed trappings of success: the expensive car, the elegant clothes, or the large house. Basing your career choices solely on the amount of money they provide can lead you into the all-too-familiar trap of having all the material goods you ever wanted, but finding yourself very unhappy with the life you need to maintain in order to acquire all those material goods. Freedom versus stuff. As consumers, we're bombarded with a constant stream of advertising telling us what we need to make us rich, beautiful, and happy. Every street corner, every bus, every television and radio tells us that if we only buy one product or another, we'll achieve the perfect life. The trouble with most of this advertising, though, is it regularly confuses what we want with what we need. Once we lose touch with this important difference, we find ourselves buried in consumer debt and an endless treadmill of trying to buy everything that advertising tells us we need. This creates another major issue. If we're constantly trying to pay for all these expensive goods, we begin to sacrifice other important aspects of our lives. There is a palpable fear that runs through the lives of some of my friends and acquaintances. Faced with the need to pay for all their expensive acquisitions, they live in desperate fear of losing their jobs. They have little savings and live week to week, making just enough to pay their bills, or, even worse, only paying the minimums on credit card debt. As you might imagine, in such an environment, there is little room for thoughts about career growth or career change. Instead of working to improve their career, they desperately cling to their current job and its steady paycheck. As you might imagine, this opens the door to all sorts of problems. First, it makes them more susceptible to overwork and abuse by their managers and their companies. They can't afford to lose a job, so they don't complain about unpaid overtime or shady dealings within the company. Second, it prevents them from looking for new jobs and new opportunities. They're trapped in an endless cycle of make the money, spend the money every month. The cold truth is, people who've engaged in excessive consumerism have sacrificed their career freedom for expensive and often unnecessary stuff. In the past, I've written about the importance of being able to say no to abusive bosses, golden handcuff severance pay packages, and companies who deal in the gray areas of legal business. If you trap yourself with outstanding debts, you leave yourself no recourse when faced with these issues. Want versus need. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't feel free to have your cafe latte in the morning, buy a new computer every so often, or even drive a very nice car. I only ask that you consciously make your decisions to consume, instead of allowing advertising and peer pressure to push you into bad situations. If you want to purchase an expensive item, save up the money, or at least a large down payment before you buy. Spend some time thinking about the purchase and discuss it with your friends and family. Ask the very important question, what am I sacrificing in order to have this item? In many cases, I think you'll find, like I have, that 99% of the purchases you consider are mere wants, while 1% are truly needs. Even the computer I'm using to write this column could be considered a want. I could just as easily write using a pen and paper, or a typewriter, but I've decided, consciously and purposefully, that I enjoy the convenience and usefulness of the computer. The important point is that I've thought about the purchase and not simply walked into the Apple Store and made an impulse buy, like so many other people I see. You'll see immediate benefits in your life and your career if you start to notice the excessive consumerism that surrounds you. You'll have less fear over layoffs and firings. You'll be more open to new opportunities. You might even have more time to spend with your family, since you won't be working too hard to pay for everything you're giving them to make up for your absence. When you say no to excessive consumerism, you're actually buying more freedom. you'll be free to make the best decisions for your family and career instead of making decisions based solely on the bills you need to pay.
This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. Find more information at douglasewelch.com/career. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career. Send questions and comments to career@welchright.com or post them as comments on the website or add them to our Facebook fan page. You can also call our reader listener line at 818-804-5049. If you're listening directly from the website, why not subscribe? It's free and you'll receive each new show automatically. Look for the subscribe buttons in the upper right-hand corner of the webpage. If you enjoy Career Opportunities, there are many ways to show your support, and all are appreciated. These include a tip in our online tip jar, a review in the iTunes podcast directory, sharing links via Facebook or Twitter, and more. You'll find links for all of these on the website.